Rah! Sam!
And Michelle!
With a couple of critics!
Opinions from people who aren't even in the
business! Movies!
Music!
TV!
And more!
Flush it down a toilet!
Or buy from a store!
Couple of critics! Couple of critics!
My Michelle, and I say that I like to beatbox for you. I am the human beatbox. My name is Michelle. I am here to make you... I have to fart. All this is doing
and
is
I
like,
bet the fat boys also
oh
had
my
to
God.
Fart.
I feel like I was just
a lot
taking in air and it pushed through me very quickly.
Oh my God. Right off the bat, I'm going to start talking about what the artist is. This is rare. But imagine.
Fat boys.
That guy, the human beatbox.
Yes.
The human beatbox. Imagine him taking in all that air he does to do all that shit. And he's huge, so you know he's fucking farting like a motherfucker anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So all that air intake is just... They could have put a microphone on his butt, and it was also beatboxing.
I could do that, too. Last night, I was a queen before it all went down. Welcome to Couple of Critics Podcast. I'm Michelle.
Hey, I'm Sam.
And, we are a review podcast, and this week we are reviewing The Fat Boys. Is it? It's just Fat Boys?
And I'm chopping at the bit.
It's just Fat Boys. Yeah, we've even listened to this together, and we haven't really talked. We haven't said anything. And I'm looking forward to this. I didn't take notes, but I have notes
cool.
for this as well.
What does that mean? You have like things saved in a window ready to read off if needed?
Yeah, I also have 1,000 windows open. I don't need you.
Are you a person like that who always has a shit ton of windows open?
I try to not.
So you do clear it out from time to time?
Oh, yeah. Daily.
There's people that don't at all.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
I also don't like to have... If I look and see that I have like 14 windows open in my browser, I go through... And I close them all out. Because a lot of times it'll just...
Oh, like your actual internet browser?
Yeah. Okay. If I open it, it will always just open a new page instead
really?
Of being on the old page. And maybe that's like a setting that I need to go in and check because it didn't do that on my previous phone.
Really? Yeah. Maybe that... Oh, yeah. You got a new phone. So, yeah. Maybe that is a setting because mine doesn't do that.
Yeah. I don't know. So, I...
That's annoying.
We'll end up having a bunch of windows and I don't like that. I don't like to have... stuff on my phone that I'm not using, even though I do have a lot of like different editing programs and stuff for.
Are you using them?
Sometimes.
Then they're good to go. Plus that phone, you can put as much as you want on there and it takes up no more physical space in the world.
I am using let's look at my storage because everyone cares about my phone storage. Out of 512 gigs on this phone, I am using 173. So
I am not going to check my phone.
I have over 338 gigs available.
Now you can fill it up with
fat
267
fat
gigs of Paul,
fat,
the
fat,
cat.
Fat boys. Fat boys. All right.
Ba, 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 da, da, ba. That's how I do things that I don't know the words to.
So we are here to review an album that, again, I think we both have been excited about, but we haven't been able to say anything to each other about.
There's things to say.
There are things to say. I gave Sam an album by the Fat Boys. If you are not familiar with them, they are an American hip-hop trio from New York. They were the Disco 3 originally.
I mean, they call themselves that
they
at
do.
Least once in this that I picked up on. So.
And then they entered some contest, and someone there was just like, you guys are amazing.
Rap contest?
Yeah, a rap.
I think I read that.
A hip-hop contest. And when they went as the Disco 3, and then when they went back home, they were the Fat Boys. Because the guy was like, I think you guys should kind of lean more into...
Yeah, disco's
like,
dead,
man. The comedy, and because you guys are like comedic, so lean into that, and then why not... exploit your size.
What?
Because the human beatbox, it says at least by the time he died, he was like 450 pounds.
He was huge. He was huge. Like if you look at the album cover or any picture of the Fat Boys from back in the day, there's varying degrees of fat.
You know what I just
and he
realized?
He was the fattest.
I just realized that shows like 1,000-Pound Sisters and My 600-Pound Life
okay.
has made me heard something like 450 pounds and think like, yeah, that's big, but it's not like... the biggest.
Okay, so what was like...
I feel like my brain has been skewed.
What was Tammy in her biggest? Do we remember?
Tammy, because Tammy was heavier. I think Amy was like 450.
Was?
So then it was like when the show started, it was like around 550 for Tammy. But then she got, I think, over...
Well, she got to the point you can't walk. I mean, this guy's at least moving around and being a human. I mean, Max.
He is.
So, like, kudos to him for having all that weight and still being able to move. But so he, but he is in the range of, like, no, dude, you need to stop this or you're going to die. Because he does. He does die, right?
He did die. That is correct.
Fairly young?
There are two people. He was pretty young, but there's only one remaining living member.
Isn't the one, didn't he try and get his shit together, but he... still had heart complications from his history of being gigantic. That's what I think I read, at least. And if I'm incorrect, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter.
Well, the three men that make up this band are Mark Morales, who goes by Prince Marky D.
Okay. Mark Morales?
Mark Morales.
Miles Morales. I have to say that for the nerds out there.
We have Damon Wimbley, who is Cool Rocksky.
Is this Cool... How does he spell it? What's the Roxy ski? Is it rock?
It's
ski?
Rock dash ski.
Like S-K-I?
Correct.
So it's not Roxy.
No. It's Cool Rock Ski.
What's the ski about?
Rock ski.
Interesting. Okay.
And then we have Darren Robinson, a.k.a. Buff Love. He is the human beatbox.
Buff Love? I didn't know we were calling him Buff Love.
Buff Love is his name.
But his, like, general rap name is the human beatbox, right?
Yeah, so he's dead, and then Prince Marky D is also dead. So Cool Rocksky is the only one who's currently still living.
Makes sense. He seems like the leader of the group during this album, so...
He also was the one who looked the least fat on the bottom.
I was going to say.
He didn't really look, very fat.
That's a
boys.
Okay, that's a more recent picture. It seems like he got his shit together.
He did.
Earlier. Then Cool Rocksky, he was on top, right? The guy on top is Cool Rocksky?
No, he was on the bottom.
Sorry. Who's the top?
That's Prince. Is Prince Marky D.
Prince Marky D. You can see, I saw photos of him getting into shape and dropped weight. And then, like, as he did that, then I think he had a stroke or something like that. And it fucked him up.
So if you listeners out there are unfamiliar with the Fat Boys, which is likely because they do seem more novelty. But they did have hits. They were in three different movies. It says here that they're widely known for using the beatbox in their songs, which you will hear. And they opened the doors for beatboxers like Biz Markie and Dougie Fresh. So they were like in the beginning of people. And I guess they enlisted Curtis Blow.
Yeah.
To produce their first two albums. I say we should get this going.
Go ahead. I want to say something about it.
Okay. And by the way, I didn't look. I think is it 82?
Don't know.
This was released in 84. Okay. So this is the self-titled album from the Fat Boys. We'll start with Jailhouse Rap. Just let it breathe, Sam.
I feel like I gotta just run what I was gonna say in my head.
Oh, you can. It's fine.
You were talking about how, like, they opened the doors for people like Biz Markie and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know this is novel. Hold on. Imagine a man that's easily over 350 pounds at this time in his life, for sure, is doing this. I think it's impressive about the beatbox. But anyway, we can talk more about that. They open the doors, so, like, it feels like a novelty, right? But is it less of a novelty?
Sorry, I'm trying to get that sound.
Is it less of a novelty in 1984? Because I feel like the Fat Boys have always been talked about by other rappers favorably. Like, it's not like...
They are respected.
Yeah. They're a joke, but they're not a joke. You know what I mean?
I don't think they're a joke. I think they just leaned into being silly.
And I want to stress that, because this whole time... I kind of expected it to be like, I'm going to feel pity for these guys, but no, they sound like, their whole angle is like, yeah, I'm still hard as fuck, but it's because I want pizza.
Yeah.
It's not money and bitches. It's because I want fried chicken. Oh shit, should I have not said that?
Everyone wants fried
okay,
chicken.
Okay, good, it's, good.
Dave Chappelle said it best. If you don't like fried chicken, there's something wrong with you.
I agree.
And I agree as well.
And I am a son who of a fried chicken heir. I just lost the company when it burned down to the ground. So
I've always said my last meal, a lot of people would want steak for their last meal. I would want delicious, peppery, juicy fried chicken is what I would like.
I would want pussy.
You would much rather sink your teeth in actual food.
Oh, yeah, like a steak. It's like a real nice juicy steak.
Some potatoes.
A little ramen noodle side just to kick it out. A little trashy in there.
So, yeah, they also enlisted, I don't remember who it was, but someone from, actually I have for this album. So I did say that they have Curtis Blow as a producer, but they also used someone from Run DMC. God, they got a lot. They had someone named DMX, Davey DMX Reeves, playing the bass.
So somebody owes somebody some royalties, it sounds like.
I guess DMX was inspired by another DMX. Who knows? But there's a man named Don Blackman in here as well, and I like that name.
DMX got his name because he saw a kid ride by on a bike one time, and he's like, hey, what's that? It's really cool. And the kid was like, it's a BMX. And he was like, Mom, I want a DMX. Can you buy me a DMX? And no one ever corrected him.
That's a good idea.
And he loved his DMX bike so much that he was like, rah! He doesn't say rah.
I just remembered in a dream that I had of you this morning.
Okay, lay it on me, mama.
I think at one point you left me for a man. But before that happened, you were like with a chick in front of me.
Okay.
And you know how like when you go to like a carnival or something and they have those they have those big like displays that you can put your face through and take pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Only it was like you were sticking your dick through a hole and and the chick was enjoying it. I was like, I'm still here. Like, you broke up with me and moved on. I was like, why do I have to be
right
around
in front of my
this?
Face.
But if you want to know,
okay,
if it makes you feel better,
okay,
Michelle's dick in the dream,
okay,
was big. Did that make you feel good?
No, because now you know the difference between mine and a big.
God, I fucking hate you. No matter what I try, even just telling you straight out. No, but maybe it was accentuated by the fact that it was going through a wooden hole.
I was thinking, man, it's nice that it could go through. I will say this. So there's that.
I mean, it's nice that you can go through a hole. You don't have a micro penis.
In my dumb and accentuated brain, I do. There's a joke, I can't remember what it was, but I think it's Nick Swartzen talking about putting his dick over his wrist, and his friend would be like, can I get the time or something? And he put his dick over his wrist, and I was like, I couldn't put my dick over my wrist. I was talking to Zach, and then he was like, what? And I was like, I couldn't put it over my wrist. And I was like, wait, let me check. And I could totally put my dick over my wrist.
Of course you can.
Well, there's the window into the brain that I have that, like, so I've seen it at its worst, and at its worst, it's like, it's shriveled and tiny, and you're like, what the fuck is that thing? But at its average, it's pretty decent. So it's like when you do something, though, you think of the worst part of everything you've ever worked on.
This conversation was not supposed to once again talk about Sam's dick size. But more importantly,
it does go over my wrist.
More importantly, in the end, you met a man, and you were happy and settled, and that's who you really were. That's who you were. Raw.
Anyway, so the fat boys.
Say raw. Do you think that...
Raw.
Do you think that Wesley Willis liked the fat boys?
Fuck yeah, he liked the fat boys. He could have been in the fat boys had they gotten back together. Fat boys featuring Wesley Willis. So what do you think of their actual rapping ability? Do you enjoy the rhymes? Are you having a good time during this? Is it fun for you?
All right, so you've asked me 11 questions.
I'm asking a whole spectrum.
I will
spectrum.
Answer all of them for you. I enjoy it. It's like, it's kind of more along the lines of Curtis Blow, but like way better.
I agree.
I enjoy it. I like that it's funny every once in a while, but I don't hear funny all the time. I just think it's funny when I hear them beatboxing because it sounds ridiculous. But I understand when it was new and it was like innovative at the time and it was just like, wow. But now you hear it because you've heard so much better and it just sounds like someone who's like twice the size of what he actually, of Buff Love, just trying to catch his breath. So it's silly in ways that I don't know if it's meaning to be. But this is fun to me. In jail without the bail. In jail. I like the style.
It's we're without the bail? I thought it was no bail, and I thought they were getting English wrong. In jail without no bail.
No, I thought it was out the bail.
I like that because it makes grammatical sense.
Yeah, do you like it? I like it.
Okay. I gotta say, the first listen, it kind of just washed over me for some reason.
Me too. The first listen, I was like, oh no, I wanted this to be better than it is.
Yeah, but like I wasn't upset at it.
Yeah.
But it could have been a victim of what I was doing at the time. I might have been doing something intricate that like it just turns into background, not because of the music itself, because of what I'm doing. When I listened to it the second time and was like, kind of new. Goddamn him beatboxing Donald Duck at me. It hit me in a completely different way the second time.
I feel the same way.
I was ear-to-ear smiles the whole fucking time. When you can actually, like, I think I was driving to practice. And when I'm driving to practice, I can actually listen to shit. Mm-hmm. So I think I was listening to it then. And I was laughing while it's going on. I'm laughing at not just because it's silly, but, like, sometimes it's clever. And I'm like, you're really like, I go get my shotgun because I'm hungry and I want pizza. And the whole premise is great. But then I would be like, but they're talented. And it's in that world of, what was that album we did? This is so bad because it's like the first rap album. We fucking did it on here. It's got the guy who invented rah himself. We did the album on here.
It wasn't Curtis Blow.
No. Like the real first hip, like the message. This is bad. That neither Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Oh yeah, because Melly Mel.
Yeah, it has that vibe, and it's what I wanted out of that album is in this album.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Grandmaster Flash has some great shit. Like I liked it. But there was some stuff on that I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but some of their songs are better than some of the songs on here, for sure.
I agree.
Like, the message is fucking classic and amazing.
Exactly. But this whole overall album is... Now, they made this album on purpose, and if we remember, like, that first Grandmaster Flash and the Furious 5 album was just like a hodgepodge of, like, we released this, this, and this. This was never supposed to be an album, so that's why it feels weird.
Disjointed.
And yeah, it doesn't feel like a cohesive project. Mm-hmm. So... that has it going against it. But this seems like if Fat Boys open up the door for Biz Markie, then Grandmaster Flash open up the doors for Fat Boys. And it's just fucking fun. This is like when rap is fun and it's still not like scary to white people yet. Not that I find rap to be scary to me, but it's before they're starting to talk about like the true depths of the ghetto. And they're just like, we're just having fun. We're a party. We're dancing.
We're just breakdancing in the street.
Yeah, and this is like the shit that when when Melly Mel gets upset and he's like, you're talking about holding a gun and shit. Like, he wants you to talk about cheeseburgers. That's what Melly Mel wanted, and this is what this is. So I have a good time. I don't know who my favorite Fat Boy is yet, but of the rapping crew. Does the human beatbox actually rap? Or is he just the beatbox guy?
I am not able to answer that question off the top of my head.
Anytime he's talked about it, it seems like it's someone else that's like, well, it's me and Prince and then the human beatbox. It's never, I mean, of course, the human beatbox comes in and goes, hey, beatbox.
Everyone raps.
Okay, good. All right. So,
and it looks like the human beatbox also does the scratching.
Good. So fucking he rules.
So yeah, Prince Markie D and Kool Rocksky are just rapping, but human beatboxes scratches and raps. So I don't know.
And that beat is great in the jail song. Now it shouldn't be 8 fucking minutes long. But it's still a good song. It's still a good time. And that bass line is awesome. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom. By the way, once they broke up, because I will say, because we did mention it.
We got an argument over pork chops.
Well, the human beatbox, Buff Love, he died at 28.
That's very young.
From
his, how old was Caleb when he died on 1,000 Pound Sisters? Was that his name?
I don't remember. He's, I think he's young, late 20s.
That's what I thought.
So about the same age. And then Prince Marky D also, like, he was the vice president of a music group. He also got his...
Wasn't he a producer? Kinda,
yeah.
He produced, like, stuff I think you like. Like R&B soul women kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
he did, like, early, like, he... Like Mariah and stuff. Like there were multiple people in there that he produced songs for.
I like that when people are good enough at music that they're just like, well, I might not be in front and center, but like my ear knows what shit's supposed to sound like, so come to my place.
And he died at 52 in 2021 from a heart attack.
It's pretty young. Okay, heart attack.
Mm-hmm. And then Kool Rocksky is also just kicking, but he's like healthy and
he's like a radio guy, isn't he? He does a bunch of stuff too, from what I saw.
I have to move around so much here.
You really don't have to tell me anything. You can just go, yeah, probably.
Well, they also, like I said, they acted in a few movies, and their music was included in those movies. Because from this album, for example, there are only 7 tracks.
Like Crush Groove, or the Crush Groove?
Yes.
Okay.
They were, and there are 7 tracks. 3 were singles, but they made 5. Music videos, because two of them, like some of them, were included in the movies that they were in.
Oh, okay.
So,
eating pizza and shit?
Yes, eating pizza and shit. But the Kool Rocksky, he still kind of keeps the Fat Boys, like, legacy alive and has...
It's fun. It's a good time. It sucks that they kind of painted themselves into a corner of, like, we gotta be fat. But, obviously you don't. That guy's skinny. I don't have any problem with him calling himself the Fat Boys. He probably still likes to eat pizza.
Who doesn't?
You know that day that they were shooting the video where they eat a bunch of pizza? The human beatbox was just like, this is the greatest day of all time. They just told us to eat as much pizza as possible.
I am going to play this next song, Stick 'Em.
Yo, hook my mic up, please. Make Kurt, make the bass come out so clear. Please.
That's Curtis Blow they're talking about, right? That's you. Make Kurt bring out the bass so clear.
Ready?
Yeah, ready?
He's not the bass player.
But he's the producer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably... And I like to think of people calling him Kurt Blow.
This is what they took to that hip-hop
contest
and won. Love it. So great.
I mean, imagine you haven't seen any... This is legitimately good, though. Like, the beatboxing sounds good.
Yeah, they were contemporaries with like LL Cool J and Houdini and people from that time. This was a highly rated album.
Oh, and I love that fucking shit where they... Where they flop their lips. And they do that thing where like... Yeah, that shit's great.
I can't make any sounds that are loud enough for me to hear them. Nothing is louder
than
this
music. Yeah, don't contend with the... Bye.
So yeah, it's just... It's very fun.
Stick 'em. What was that? What's that mean in this song? Like, sticking with a fork so you can eat it?
I assume so.
Just say yes and. Yes and.
I was just listening. I wasn't... Jesus Christ.
I thought you were going to raise shit on me.
No, I was just listening to what he was saying in case he was saying anything about sticking somebody at that moment.
Right there. That's total Melly Mel.
No, I'm pretty sure that's Fat Boys.
God damn it. You know what I'm trying to say. Yes, and.
fine if you poo-poo it if you take it somewhere else.
Whoa.
It's like a shitty Casio.
I have never noticed that weird tone going on there. Were they adding like electric effects into him? That was neat.
I hope someone is listening. Like, what is wrong with these two? This is so awful.
Every episode. Imagine this. This is how I like to think people listen to our podcast. Every podcast we've ever recorded, someone has turned off.
Oh, for sure.
When you just make it the worst scenario in your head. You can do anything you want.
No and. No
Atta
butt.
Girl.
No butt.
No butt. Nobody wants no butt. Then you're me.
You have a little butt.
I think what I have is what you would call a tuchus.
You do have a tuchus. It's very Jewish.
I just imagine being in the 80s, I go to some hip-hop contest, and these guys get up, and that guy's like, here, let me box. And the whole beatbox, remember that was like a thing that Grandmaster Flash invented? Like an actual thing called the beatbox. I know the history of hip-hop, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't listen to hip-hop at all. After you did that, you do not listen to hip-hop at all anymore.
You don't know that.
Have you?
I listen to hip-hop all the time.
Okay, that means no.
And by hip-hop, I mean constantly Cannibal Corpse. Imagine all the spit in that microphone. Can you do that? I don't know how he's doing it and getting such that...
Because some people can just do that.
Nowhere near. I sound like a fucking hillbilly trying to say what a bike sounds like.
I thought you sounded like an elefante. I definitely pushed pause.
I can't do anything like that.
Did you
that.
See that video online recently where that elephant flipped that lady's vehicle? I think it was at on some like safari or some shit. It killed her.
Oh,
hilarious!
I mean.
Oh yes, and it's hilarious. It's so funny. We're laughing. We are laughing. We're having a good time.
I mean, ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha.
That's a morose ha 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 ha. So it's still funny.
Morose code.
There's a video of it, though. Do you see the lady getting tossed around, too?
I didn't really watch it.
I wouldn't watch it either if I found out a person died in it.
Oh, well, I don't do that.
I know. You watched that video where that guy got, like, sucked into that thing that spun him around and turned him into liquid?
Oh, the, I can't remember what it's called.
It's like a logging thing, I think.
I don't remember what it was called, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. Which is fucking weird because I used to watch that shit when I was like 16.
That like big fat kid that fell out of the ride online.
I don't know about this either.
It happened like last year or something, but there was some like roller coaster or like spinny thing or whatever, and the kid like fell out of it and died. I watched that video, but you don't see it splatter. I mean, it was a man. It was a person. But I called it an
You don't see it splatter. You don't. It's a thing.
There is a morbid curiosity in me. I don't want. But I've never watched like a beheading video. I don't want to actually see like someone suffer. I'm just. I don't know. Shit happens sometimes. And I guess I'd rather be a little more prepared if like for some reason someone fell from something right next to me and splattered all over me. I might be a little more prepared because I've seen videos on the internet of other people dying.
Sure. I might be prepared for the horrors of war because I've seen Saving Private Ryan.
More like Pearl Harbor, bitch. I actually don't think I've ever seen Pearl Harbor.
I haven't seen either of those movies.
I've seen Saving Private Ryan.
I'm not into war movies. Did you like Saving Private Ryan?
I saw it when I was a kid. Like, my mom put it on sort
of thing. It's a
fucking
big movie when it came out.
What did you ask me?
Did you enjoy it? Do you remember liking it?
I did enjoy it.
Okay. I think it's probably good. I just... for some reason, the aesthetics of war is never really my thing.
It's too realistically dark for you. You would rather something dark being like monsters, not the monster that is man.
Yeah. Well, unlike you, I like my shit like not real.
I prefer my stuff real. I prefer like documentaries and shit. I want real tears, not fake tears.
I need a guy coming out of the ground.
You do. And I like hearing stories about people being put in the ground. So,
but I did have a phase there for like serial killers. I had a phase there for serial killers and stuff.
Serial? You do? You still have books or did you get rid of them?
I think I got rid of them because most of those things get outdated. Most of the information is like incorrect at some points. Things come from rumors and things get quantified later and corrected later. So there's no point in holding on to a serial killer book from like 2011. You know what I mean? But when I can just get on the internet and be like, oh, that story was incorrect. Because that happened in the Encyclopedia of Serial Killers I had. There was a lot of incorrect information in there.
Yeah. I didn't mention that the first song, by the way, Jailhouse Rap. In jail, we're in jail. That was a single, and so is this next song. Can you feel it? Not to be confused with the Jackson 5's. Can you feel it? And that song rules. Just that nice early 80s sound.
I guess the 808 drum set is what they call that. When you have like drum programs, there's one called 808, and that's like the quintessential original hip hop drum pack sound. Now, I might be wrong that that's what they're using because I don't know those tones by heart, but I know that that's a thing.
This is the longest song on this album, and it's almost 7 minutes.
I thought Jailhouse was like 8. But don't.
I can't see it from this.
Yeah, let's figure it out. So I remember being like, this song has gone on for fucking ever. But it almost feels like they're harkening back to that party time days, like when you would put hip-hop beats on your album so other people could rap, so it's like at a party thing. So that's what that Jailhouse thing feels like it's doing there.
But this has 43,000 thumbs up on YouTube Music. So
far on this album, there is not a song I don't enjoy.
Yeah, I've not even been able to think of a song that is my least favorite.
And they all sound different. They all are definitely in that 80s vibe, but they all have their own thing going on.
And this is almost like darker sounding.
It is darker sounding.
But I also think it's like that bass synth sound.
And those that are almost like Twilight Zone-y.
Yeah, it almost sounds like something that would be in a scary but silly 80s horror movie.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
This almost sounds like Italian horror movie music from the 80s.
Just with that in there. So wait.
How the fuck is he making that noise?
Do you think that the little boy in Forrest Gump, when he was emulating his mom fucking a man to get her son into school, do you think that he was actually inspired by the Fat Boys?
No, because he's before the Fat Boys. What you're saying is that Forrest Gump invented the...
Well, actually, I think Forrest Gump's mom invented the...
Forrest Gump's mom was a whore.
Yeah, because after she fucks him, and Forrest is just waiting outside for his mom to stop fucking a guy, and the guy comes down, he's all sweaty, and he's like, your mom sure does care about your education. And he's just like, like, it's fucking weird.
A weird fucking scene.
And it's a weird scene.
That scene always made me uncomfortable when I was a kid. And it probably still would, just because it's like ingrained into me now.
I haven't seen that movie in years, but I definitely remember that part and how awkward it was.
I have a feeling it's not as good as we remember.
Oh, I would put money down that it's not as good as it was when it came out. But I think there's always momentum around things that are new, and if it hasn't, because Forrest Gump hadn't been done before.
No.
Like, it was a new concept of a movie, but I just think that it's probably not as good as time has gone on as we maybe thought that it was.
I think you could watch it and be like, why the fuck would this happen? But you can do that with any movie.
Plus, like, everyone in Forrest's life was a piece of shit. His mom was a whore. His girlfriend
was
a
whore.
Sorry,
sex worker.
Lieutenant Dan was mean to him and didn't respect him.
She was a whore.
Probably.
fucking Bubba Gump or Bubba Shrimp Man.
He was the only decent.
He was a whore.
He was a whore to the sea.
To the sea. He was the sea's whore. Max. I will say this about the raps, though. There's no real rap line that stuck out in my head, except for wanting a shotgun to get pizza. This is why I keep referencing that. You know, like, there's in Dr. Dre albums or DOC stuff, like,
no, they're lines.
Cling on the lines. That did not really happen on this for me. I was just like, I was almost just like a child listening to it every time I would listen to it.
For me, it's more listening to it as a whole, because I have never heard the part where he talks about having a gun to get pizza. Because I just don't think I'm really hearing the lyrics as much, or I'm just not paying attention. For me, it's just more like, it's just the sound.
It's like a party. It's just like a big dance thing, almost.
Yeah, and I'm just laughing at, like, the sounds. Like, what makes up the music? It's like, it's kind of silly and simple, even though at the time it was big shit. But it just sounds like someone's, like, smacking a metal trash can lid.
He's got, like, maybe four beatbox things that he does.
He does.
But they're all done very well.
But if this album didn't have that stuff on it, this album would be a lot more boring.
I agree. He makes it fun. And apparently if he's doing all the scratches and, like, maybe probably running some tables. So I think I can do that one.
Yeah.
That though. Ooh, ooh. I almost made a breakthrough.
So if that man could eat cheeseburgers and he could make the sounds that he could, come on. He was good at eating box, right? Like he could mouth.
If he did it.
He could mouth the minch. Oh yeah, a lot of black guys.
That's the stereotype. I don't know about if that's real or not.
Well, they stereotypically. But there are men in rap songs who, like, I would never do that. And then you have Q-Tip that's like, I'll do that. I'll kiss you where other men don't want to.
And then you have Puff Daddy, like, show me your butthole.
He put Usher in the hospital when Usher was a kid.
He did?
Yes, Usher lived with him.
When he
was like a protege. The details haven't been released, but he's still friends with Puffy, so I don't know what happened. But some people think that he may have
fucking Stockholm syndrome
torn Usher up.
Yeesh, wasn't there that
rumor
about Lil Bow Wow?
Yeah, Lil Bow Wow has is apparently
But wasn't that a rumor? Didn't we look that up?
I don't know.
Or is now he finally like, actually, I said it was a rumor. And it was actually very true.
Stuff like that happens.
I know, it does.
Bounce with me.
It's shit like this that gives fuel to the fucking QAnon kind of fucking wackos. Because, like, I agree. Yeah, there are fucking monsters out there with money. They're doing fucking evil stuff.
There are 100% people in the entertainment industry.
Like fucking kids all the time.
Who are absolute pedophiles.
Yeah. I mean,
there was recently a Nickelodeon documentary where at one point Nickelodeon had hired three different people who had been in trouble for being pedophiles on working on one show. So like
with kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah. With kids, a kids show on Nickelodeon.
With kids on the show of said kids show.
We're gonna listen to one more song before we take
a break. Can you feel it?
And it is the, I'd say the title track. It is the last single that we're getting to.
Okay.
And I would like you to shut the fuck up when it starts so we can just listen. Oh, I would. Sam, that was loud. I'm sure people didn't like that. Here is Fat Boys. Fat Boys. I love it. We may be chubby.
That whole cadence from the 80s rap thing is so fun, too. Well, it might be something in the doo-doo-dee. And it go, what a nut-titty butter be. It's all he does. I love him, but these are his moves. and then the traditional.
He's also rapping. He's also scratching.
I'm talking in his beatbox world. And of course, the. Did I already talk about that one? That's my favorite thing that he does, though. And it's the best when he talks. And he tries to say words. What happened? You see, like, shit on the ground or something?
No, it's weird to see the dog. He's in a completely relaxed state. I looked under the table, but her eyes are bugged out. So I couldn't tell, one, if she was dead, or two, if she was electrocuted.
Have you been electrocuted?
Like, you would
are you dead?
You would expect a dog in her stature to be, like, sleeping, but her eyes are just wide open and, like, wide open.
So she's just laying down like this and just full eyes open. Does it look like this? Look at me.
It looks very different. She has Sith eyes and you have recessive eyes. You have recessive eye color and hair color.
What the fuck is recessive eyes?
I looked it up recently. I realized it's,
oh, yeah,
it's what's less common. Left-handedness is recessive, which means it's just not like the strong. Being right-handed is strong. Being brown-eyed is strong and brown-haired. It's like the most common. So it's like what's taking over. That's
recessive,
like,
doesn't mean negative.
It means like less common. But it's also that when things like evolution takes place, it usually takes the stronger. So things that get kind of
lost to time.
So yeah, like you are a freak.
I'm recessive as shit, baby. Except for the left-handed thing.
No, but you have blue eyes and you have
red hair. Vestigial tail. Six toes on each foot. A horn in the back of my head. A toenail on the end of my penis.
That's what makes it longer.
Yeah, I don't trim the nail. That's how I get extra length out of it. That's the worst thing I've ever thought of or said in my life. That's disgusting.
Well, at least it doesn't.
To not trim my penile toenail.
It's really.
Sorry, it shouldn't be a toenail. Penile nail? Penis nail? Go ahead. It's your turn now.
No, I've been flattened like the man in. That movie, I can't even think, as Jessica Rabbit. What is that called?
Roger Rabbit? Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? And when Christopher Lloyd gets flattened, that's how I felt.
They sounded just like this!
Oh, I guess the song is a little bit longer. It's 6:51. So the beginning of the first half of the album has some long songs.
And I really feel like these parts are so you can be like, it's your turn. You'd be like, well, I like pizza too. How about you? I eat cheeseburgers, chicken tenders. That is true. That was pretty fucking good. You gotta give it to me on that one.
You've been joined by the rock and roll cat, who's not in here very often.
Pretty boy. He shakes his tail like he's gonna piss on the wall all the time.
It's a fake spray. It's like he's spraying.
Well, I'm glad you're not real spraying.
Let's hope that when he gets old, though, that he doesn't become incontinent and actually just pisses on the wall.
Oh, does that happen?
It can.
Oh, buddy. I'll smash your head with a rock before I let that happen. He ran away. Right as I said, I'll smash your head with a rock.
I support euthanasia. If I were just pissing on the walls, I'd hope someone would kill me. That seems like a very weird place to be in
life.
Or
you're having a real fun time.
I don't have fun with pee.
You might then.
No.
Maybe you find out you're a piss freak.
No.
Like, you know, like, What's-Her-Nuts found out that she's a Geno foot freak.
Oh, God, I don't believe that at all. That's disgusting.
What's her fucking nut's name?
Jasmine. Well, I didn't even realize someone pointed it out online.
We're talking 90 Day Fiancé shit here, everyone.
We're talking 90 Day Fiancé. She asked Gino if he brushed his teeth before going, like, to bed. And then when they were in bed, she started licking all over his fucking feet. Fucking gross.
Yeah, it is really
gross. I feel like
gross.
It's fake. I feel like so much of what they do is fake.
It might be, but she's really licking that fucking foot.
Yeah, she's a disgusting human.
By the way, I pulled up the Fat Boys' first track, Jailhouse Rap. 8:31.
Okay. Yeah, it's very lengthy in the on the front end. And they do have some singers.
What are they saying right there? I've never looked it up. I always just go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Out of key, just like I did Just now.
It doesn't say, does it?
I have to find it, and it's... Everything is just smashed together, like, in one line. It's not separated.
What? They got poor formatting, is what you're telling me, on these lyrics?
I would say so.
Is that in the YouTube lyrics? YouTube music lyrics? You know what I hate that YouTube music has done? Is made some songs where, like, you can click on the lyrics where it skips in the song.
It's like karaoke version.
I do not enjoy this. Say it. Oh, damn, I thought he was going to give us a nice pyramid box.
It's so silly.
And I also like to imagine him, like, just hanging out, and he just does that all the time, and they're like, man, this guy's a fucking genius.
I mean, for me, I'm sitting and working, and this is playing, and then every once in a while, it just makes me giggle.
Right?
And I feel like something like that, whether it's technically good musically or not, but it makes me just giggle and making me happy, that's what matters.
I agree. Everything, and I'm a big part of this problem, everything doesn't have to be like, that's good musically.
Yeah.
If it made you feel good, then it fucking worked.
Yeah, that's all that matters. It doesn't have to make everyone feel the same. We are going to take a break.
What is this? Is this current or later Fat Boys? Oh, she won't tell me.
I'm not going to, and I picked my phone up so you can't see it. I thought you might recognize this.
Not so far. Maybe if they get into it. Is this... Oh, God. Is this... it's called Freddy's Nightmares?
Are you ready for Freddy?
Yeah, Freddy's Nightmares was the fucking Fresh Prince one. Freddy's Nightmares was a show. You gotta turn Freddy up.
It is really.
That's
well,
their fault
yeah.
on this
no,
one. That's
well,
a bad mix.
Please,
let me. I'm a big Nightmare on Elm Street fan, and I know all the movies, but I am not familiar with the Fat Boys thing. And I think they actually, because Freddy was fucking huge, so people wanted to be with.
Oh yeah,
Freddy.
That's the chick from B-52s as well.
Oh really?
Yeah, I think I read that.
What a collaboration.
Yes.
Robert Englund, the Fat Boys, and the girl from the B-52s. Sorry, I don't know your name.
Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. I liked when he said that he got a head like a vagabond. Seed. It sure sounds like you need it. Pick some up today from
Dead Daddy Dark's Department of Death
Gardening. I knew this song first.
Me too. This is, as soon as this started going, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot the song existed, but this song fucking rules.
This is from the second album, I believe.
I want to hear what kind of beatbox and evolution we've got. That fucking bass line rules.
It's another 6 minute long song.
Yeah, they like them long. How fat are they looking on that cover? Are they still in their varying degrees?
Oh yeah, they were never all the same size. But the Franny one, they were fat, but they were kind of cartoony. That wasn't just pictures of them, and they made them fatter.
Like gigantically fat? Like Fat Albert kind of fat?
Fatter. They sound tougher.
They do. There's like a fucking attitude now. There's an edge. You know how hip-hop was. Like every month, the next person's a little bit harder. Until eventually, people start dying.
It's true that they could never be whack.
I'm all about the Fat Boys. In fact, I want to get a Fat Boys shirt. How awesome would that fucking be?
I also want a Fat Boy shirt. So whoever gets to it first is the winner.
We'll get two different Fat Boy shirts.
That would be amazing.
The one I want might not be the one you want. And by the way, I will still buy the one I want even if it's the same one you want. I do not give a shit.
On multiple occasions, we have owned the exact same shirt. Yeah. Just in different sizes.
And then on
like band shirts.
A couple occasions, I then got both shirts.
Because I got Fat.
Parliament shirt, but I outgrew both of those.
Yeah, we both outgrew our clothes.
I also can put on weight. I ain't fat.
Most people put on weight as they get older because your metabolism slows down. So if you don't want to put on weight, you have to work harder.
And my sweet tooth goes up. And my Pop-Tart need at 12 in the fucking midnight goes up.
I haven't had blueberry Pop-Tarts in years, but I always enjoyed them when I was younger. They weren't my favorite, but I liked them.
Yeah?
I bought blueberry Pop-Tarts
to
see.
Have you had one?
No, I got it this morning. So we'll see how it goes.
Did you get icing?
Yes.
They're frosted.
They are frosted.
There's frosted in the house.
There is frosted in the
house. There was already chocolate frosted ones.
Yeah, those are
house.
In the trash now because I
Good.
Never ate those.
They are gross.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
And they fooled me twice. I thought they were.
I noticed that some disappeared and I was like, why is that?
Fooled me twice. I grabbed the wrong fucking pack and opened them. I'm like, damn, it's a chocolate one.
I think I've said this before, but it's weird when you try things as an adult because you're like, do I like this like I did as a kid? But when you grew up on generic brands and as an adult you're buying name brands,
yeah.
It's different anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I don't think I like Swiss cake rolls, like the Hostess, or not whatever, the Little Debbie brand.
All right.
I think, in my memory, I think I prefer the generic ones, because that's what I was used to. But I could be wrong. If I had them side by side now, it could be different.
They might both suck.
But I will tell you, hands down, name brand Nutty Buddies murder any generic anything.
Okay. Nutty Buddies are fucking delicious.
They're
genuinely delicious.
They're genuinely fantastic.
And that's a little... Is that a Little Debbie?
That is a Little Debbie. Little Debbie's
And there's other Little Debbie's that fucking suck shit.
Yeah, everything that's covered in like an icing, all has it tastes waxy.
Yeah, waxy's a fucking really good word for it. Even a Star Crunch, which I like, is waxy.
That's why I think the only two that I have really actually enjoy as an adult after having tried some are the Nutty Buddies are number one. And for me, number two is an oatmeal cream pie because it's not coated in any weird shit.
100%. We are on the same page when it comes to Little Debbie.
But I don't really... Yeah.
Or Big Deborah. She's probably grown up by now.
Big Deborah is
and if
a thing.
She was eating that shit growing up, yeah, she is Big Deborah.
So one thing, I did take some screenshots of things that I thought were interesting when I was doing a little bit of research. And apparently, I didn't know this before this, attempting to capitalize on the appearance-oriented name of the Fat Boys.
Appearance.
Another hip-hop group dubbed itself the Skinny Boys. And the album is on... Amazon is on YouTube, so we will sample it.
Okay.
And yet another the Fat Girls. The popularity of those groups was mild in comparison, clearly.
Of course.
But let's sample.
Are we going to sample both?
We are going to. I only looked up the Skinny Boys. I did not actually look up Fat Girls.
It's going to be hard to find that.
We'll
Don't
see.
Put it in YouTube.
But Skinny Boys, the album Weightless, if you see, it's just two guys.
Weightless. And there's nothing on the other side of the scale.
No, it's just they're standing on the scale.
I'm going to describe it to. There's two dudes standing on one of those like scales of justice scales.
Okay, it's bigger. There are three guys, and it's just a kid who is outweighing them because they're skinny boys.
So it's three dudes on a scale of justice scale, a little boy on the one side, and those three on the other side. And they're so skinny that even the one little boy is heavier than the skinny boys.
And we have songs. Well, we have like Get Funky, but we do have
Get Funky.
We only have Weightless and Skinny Boys are the only two songs that actually like capitalize on the size, it seems. But the highest rated or the song with the most played is called Jock Box, which apparently it was used as the opening theme for the Comedy Central series Workaholics.
What?
And also appeared in the show series finale. Okay, we're gonna
recognize this then.
I didn't expect this.
You came in. To do what? To rock the spot. With who? The Super J. And who? Who? Shot the shot. Kick it. And the human jock box.
The human jock box?
He doesn't give me a... then he's no good. Okay, that was pretty good.
I'm already enjoying this. I don't like the music sound. Just not like... I don't like that sound.
Is that like Native American flute thing going on?
Only it's clearly like just a synth. It's someone
Irish.
Just pressing on a fucking key and holding it.
Well, that's all fucking keyboard music.
But they don't usually just hold one note for such a long amount of time. Yeah, I don't enjoy that. I didn't recognize that. I feel like it was just a part that they used for the Workaholics
theme.
Well,
listen to the Workaholics theme. And then you might be like, ah, there we go. I recognize it. I was trying to do some work for you and find the Fat Girls, and it's so hard to find. So, sorry.
Well, let's see if this is...
I have a feeling it was not as good as the Fat Boys, you know, because they're women. Yeah, it's what
you
we just heard.
Gotta be fresh. Okay. Yeah, I didn't remember how that actually went. So the Fat Girls are not on here.
I cannot find it.
Do you
I'm
know
also
the Fat Girls?
Sometimes bad at things.
There's the top result is a song called Fat Girl by Steel Panther.
Yeah, and that's going to suck shit.
We have Fat Joe, and that is it.
Yep.
So we are not going to be able to sample the Fat Girls, but I assume they were even less popular than the Skinny Guys. And I didn't hate that song, honestly. I didn't love that tone, though.
Sound like you didn't like it because of the wee-wee.
But I said before that I was enjoying it. You like to just focus on one thing that I say and act like that makes up my whole opinion.
I know. I was just getting ready to go, nah, at the beginning you were like, this fucking sucks.
You're fun. You're a fun person. Has anyone ever told you otherwise?
No, people like me a lot.
Yeah, they do. They like you very much. I'm the one to hate. I'm the one people don't like.
Oh, people are always like, God, you didn't bring her, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, every time I'm anywhere, people are like, how's Michelle? Where's Michelle? Why didn't Michelle come? I'm like, because she's doing her own thing and somebody's got to watch the dog.
Yeah, someone has to hang out with the cats as well.
And most of this stuff, it's like, it's not your scene.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I always support you.
Yeah.
My way of supporting you is letting you do whatever you want to
Boom.
Do.
Boom.
I don't have to invade and be a part of everything. That kind of drives me crazy, even though it's fine if you like to spend time together. But there are people who like, when they get together, they just become one, like a one unit. And I like that you do your own things that don't involve me.
I guess it really, for me, it depends on the people. I'm fine with the one. The become one thing if it's like neither of them feel burdened by the other one. If they're both having like a good time,
then they just want to be together. Good,
but like, it's the worst when it's like a guy being like, "Yeah, I can't because my wife won't let me."
That's
and I'm like,
more what I.
What the fuck are you talking about? Your wife won't let you.
Yeah.
Won't let you do something you want to do, like and enjoy your life.
That's what I meant.
It sounds like it should be the wife.
Where it's like, I'm going to this thing, and I want you to go with me. Yeah, but I don't really want to go. Yeah, but I want you to go with me. Like that's kind of more like people that are just. Like, not people who just genuinely are into the same things and want to do.
Or the, hey, I'm doing something on Friday night. Well, what am I going to do? I don't know.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Figure something out. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to this. You mean we're going to this? Mm-hmm.
My friends don't like you. That's not what I'm saying about you.
Oh, I think some of them don't. That's fine.
I don't think so.
I don't know about that.
We can talk about it later, but I'll tell you.
I don't care.
exactly, which is what would be my point later.
All right, let's move along to the place to be.
1-2-1-2, I am the MC dominating Kurok Ski.
And I know to be the prince of rap, the prince Marky D. Finesse and skill, and you know he's able cutting.
Their voices are so similar. I fucking love that coming in with that tom. It sounds so bad,
it
but
does.
It's such a solid choice.
It sounds weird and like kind of off.
Doom, 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 doom. I think that is. I do think it's harder to tell them apart. Like, you know, like when there's other.
No, they all sound similar. I agree.
You can kind of like tell who's who in most things, but I would have trouble telling you who's rapping at any said point. I can tell you if Eminem's rapping at any point.
Oh, for sure.
I can tell you if Dr. Dre's rapping at any point.
I think my favorite, honestly, I think my favorite rapper, not for what they're saying per se, but their sound, is like the one of the, is like the most famous fucking rapper. I think Snoop Dogg's delivery and his voice is the most interesting and fun to me. And any time that Snoop's part comes in, I'm just like, ooh, this is my favorite part.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, some people just have something about them that they stand out because of their voice, but they also just have their own style and their own flow. And all these guys just sound like
they're a unit.
Yeah, but they all have the same style.
Yeah.
And they all have similar voices, so no one stands out, which, I mean, right. That's fine for them if that's what they're doing, but they're usually, you just naturally have someone who, like,
usually has a
you can tell.
Out,
yeah.
But they might have been the guys that, like you said, they might not want that. Sometimes groups get together and they're like, we are one. There's not one of us. We're going to interviews together. We're all going to the same places.
Yes, we are one. And you can't do anything without me. And it is all us. We were literally just talking about this, but from a different standpoint.
And child is the thing.
Child is definitely the thing.
We are one.
I had dinner with my friend the other day, and he brought up, we talked about the thing, and he thought the opposite. He thinks MacReady was the thing. I disagree.
I disagree too.
I think it was definitely Childs. That beans
be
above the Frank sexy Childs.
It's interesting to me to think that they're both actually the thing. And it's just the thing talking to itself. Like, well, what do we do now? If we just wait and see.
But I feel like we never... The focus was mostly on MacReady, so we never...
It's fun to just think of that as an exercise.
And Childs disappeared for a while all by himself.
For sure, he's a fucking thing.
So I feel like we just never got to see anything that would have alluded to MacReady being infected or assimilated. God damn it, that's a different episode, so we'll talk about the bad boys. I will...
That part, I love it when they're getting in.
It's almost Stevie Wondery.
I am doing... I remember there were parts that hit me when I was listening to the first time. It wasn't a total watch, but it was mostly... That part hit me. I was like putting up window perforation film on some window for my job. And that started to happen, and I had to like stop and laugh. And then later when... The human beatbox really goes off. I was fucking dying laughing. How many people call themselves Prince.
I do want to talk about the cover of this album, which everyone's standing around. There's a pizza box that's open, and then there are little versions of them in little jail outfits sharing a piece of pizza. But then while they're all...
I didn't notice them.
Yeah, they're like big versions of them that are holding like cheeseburgers and 40s. And then little jailbait versions of them.
One's holding a cheeseburger. The other one's holding this cone of ice cream and some sort of beverage.
It looks like a 40 to me.
It's a 40? It doesn't look big enough. That looks like a 32.
So there are only two more songs left on this. Yeah. Before we get to the Human Beatbox, which is the next song, I do want to show you all of the songs that have been sampled and interpolated. Sample is the left column, the first one. Interpolated by is the next one.
Holy moly.
It is an entire... I had to like scroll back.
Is this for the one song?
This is for the one song. How many times the Human Beatbox has been sampled?
Songs that sample... Damn.
And then songs that interpolate.
This is a lot of people, too, that are very popular. Daddy Yankee? You've never heard of that guy.
I've heard of Daddy Yankee. I think he was more like early 2000s.
Oh, Miss A.S. for Travis. Stuck by Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, I did there see that Limp Bizkit was on there as well.
There's somebody called the Deuce Crew. To me, that means they poop a lot.
I would think that as well.
Ludacris. Limp Bizkit again. Head for the Barricade by Limp Bizkit. Fucking the biscuit loves fat boys.
That makes sense to me. I do want to talk because...
You want to be a fat boys for Halloween this year?
Yeah. I already have most of my... I just need to get a pizza. We just need to stand outside and hold a pizza without eating it. That's
like
going to be impossible.
Gear with like chains on. We'll get a beatbox on your shoulder.
It's a beatbox on my shoulder?
Not a beatbox.
I have a beatbox on my shoulder. I have a rap song in my mind.
Love it.
I have a microphone in my belly. And I have a rhyme in my eyes. I'm a beatboxing crooner.
When your mouth was real wide open, I had this pencil in my hand. I wanted to see if I could give it a toss and land it right in your throat.
I'd fucking kill you. So when I brought up the beat, that I didn't know much about the Fat Boys as people, you mentioned something, but you didn't mention it, that it seemed like there was maybe some controversy with at least one of the Fat Boys. Was that correct?
I don't know if I insinuated that because I don't know what the fuck you's talking about.
So... back in the day, and it was not long before he died in 95, I think is when it was.
We got Human Beatbox controversy?
So in the early 1990s, a member of the rap group The Fat Boys and two members of the group's entourage have been charged with sexually abusing a minor at a suburban Philadelphia party. So what actually happened, it's considered abuse. But it's him was 23, so that's 5 years before he died. So this would have been 1990. His brother and manager, Curtis, and a bodyguard. What they did is it says that Curtis and Wimbley, they exposed their genitals and danced with nude 18-year-old women. And or a woman and someone else had sex with a 14-year-old while the Human Beatbox recorded it. But they said that there's a 14 and a 16-year-old that they said they lied about their ages and said that they were older than they were. But they said that the girls like consented to everything and it wasn't rape or anything, but there were still charges. So I guess that there was someone else involved who actually had sex with the 14-year-old, but they were arrested for it. But I don't think that anything actually came of it. I think there was what I read that there was just like a $10,000 fine, like a settlement basically that took place.
Human Beatbox.
So he didn't actually do anything. He just filmed it. But again, according to them, the girls said, no, we're legal.
You got to be checking IDs, baby.
Well, I think that they do stuff like that now because so many people fucked over people like that and was like, no, I'm sure there are people who did that shit on purpose.
Yeah.
So it's a dangerous world.
You shouldn't tell me this stuff.
Why?
Because now the human beatbox song's not going to be fun.
That's not true at all. I believe that they were lied to. I believe that they thought that the girls were young, but like just of age. Because that you'll see that shit in movies. They'll be like, how old are you? And the girls will like lie to get That's backstage and shit. I think it's true. That shit is based off of like groupies' stories and shit.
I get it. But I think she was yelling, I'm 14. I'm 14. Give it to me. And then he was like, film sex.
That wasn't him. I'll film the sex. Jesus fucking Christ. So yeah, I don't think anything actually, like I said, there weren't any actual like charges. I think it was, let's just nip this in the bud.
Look, if you're horny and you're 14 and you want to fuck the fat boys, you're going to fucking fuck the fat boys.
What you should do is just watch videos of the fat boys and touch yourself.
And then
that way no one breaks laws.
And then, vice versa, you could also P. Diddy some fucking people. So, all stories, what? The whole circle.
You want to P. Diddy fuck some people?
I'm saying that, like, not every interaction that happened with a 14-year-old was intentional and was like, I'm agreeing with you in the long run. I'm throwing the bit out and saying that, like, yes, there are circumstances where fuckery happened and it wasn't that guy's fault. Yes, we could have been more careful, but really, I'm supposed to fucking check everybody's ID? By the way, if she really, really wanted it, she could have got a fake ID made. So how the fuck am I really supposed to know? But on the vice versa, I'm also saying, but yeah, it also, predators also happen. So, hey.
Yeah. The less funny, more serious answer.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. But back to the funny one. I'm 14. Fuck me in the butt. Was that funny? That felt wrong.
No, it felt worse. Let's move along to the song that so many people love so much, especially Limp Bizkit, that they are like, I need to sample the human beatbox. Here we go. And I don't believe that there's music in this. I think it's just them. This is
just letting him go off as the human
just
beatbox?
Just them, yeah. Fat face. I love this song. Stick 'em. So, not only do I love this, this part is used, and I didn't even realize it until I heard this, on Jim and Sam.
Oh, really?
On one of their, yeah, like either when they're going to a break. No, it's when they're coming back from a break.
So when you heard it, you were like, oh my God!
I hear that all the time. Stick 'em. So yeah, I'm like familiar with it. So when I heard it, I was just like, this is great. Like, because I feel like that happens just seeing movies and things. Like,
oh yeah, we've been talking about that a lot recently. Like, as we expand our horizons on this podcast, because we have to like try new stuff now.
Godfather and like Star Wars.
Yeah, understanding
and
things, references out in the world, and being like, oh,
Tap.
I get it now.
Yeah, like I feel like I understand more in the world, so it made me so happy because I enjoy the song anyway very much. I think this is very fun.
It is very fun. It's 80s hip hop to the core. It's like, what's. Oh, I shouldn't talk right now.
I mean, that's interesting to go.
Like, I think he's talented, very talented.
To be able to go in and out.
He's unfortunately just a victim of time right now. But, like,
he's
this
also
is like the coolest shit right there.
Yeah, it sounds like he's trying to perfect what he's doing and not just trying to do everything that he can think of.
True.
He wants to
just
actually
like everything
be good
else.
At it.
It evolutionized. Like, evolution happens. Of course, people from the 90s are going to be better at beatboxing than the guys in the 80s. Just as 2000s are going to be better than the 90s. 2010s are going to be better at it than. Like, I've heard beatbox people that do these, like, fucking crazy, like. He's Mark E. even in the fucking 80s, late 80s and 90s. Like, even he did shit where he'd be like. And you're like, whoa, that was fucking weird. So, like I said, unfortunately, he's a victim of it. Sounds dated. Because, like, this is the quintessential 80s thing. Like, when you're making fun of, not making fun of, but, like, Hello there, how you doing today? If you go to beatbox, in that same world of trying to sound lame, you're going to go like... everything that he does.
Well, because this just goes into the last song, Don't You Dog Me. I just let it play and... Me. I know, I'm ready for some fucking dog police. Every time I expect barking to come in.
Dog police! They don't know where you are. Wait, nobody knows who
they
are.
Nobody knows who you are.
I'm going to try singing over. Dog police. Nobody knows who they are. Damn it. Can't do it.
We are. Wait. The dog police. There we go. The dog police.
Again, not a song on here I was disappointed with.
No, it's all fun.
I know.
But it all sounds... It doesn't sound exactly the same, but it sounds pretty much the same.
It does. It just sounds like the Fat Boys. But each song, while individually, I have trouble figuring out who's who and, like, choosing my favorite Fat Boy member, you know what I mean? But each song... I'm like, yeah, it's different. I remember things from each of these fucking songs. Whether it's the bass line, or something funny that happened, or what the human beatbox did to make me laugh hysterically for 4 fucking minutes straight.
Don't You Dog Me is also a song that gets just stuck in my head. Because it's, don't you dog me. So it just
catchy.
Echoes in my head.
This is also like 80s catchiness. They're still trying to like... put a hook in you. Really, yeah. They're not trying to like... It almost feels like hip-hop for a minute becomes like... If you're not going to get down to it, we also kind of want to like... And this is a white person, I'm saying. Like, kind of intimidate you into being intrigued. You know what I mean? Like, there's a certain edge to certain people like DMX that you're like... When I was young, he felt so threatening to me that I needed to know what was going on. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And it was still like, I know now, like pretty good rap music at the time, but I wasn't into rap, so
yeah.
I didn't know. But I never get that vibe from the Fat Boys, and that's just because this isn't that time. So this is a time of like, we're catchy, and we want white people to be like, yeah, go to that fun party with your black friends.
Our music is for everybody, is what this feels like. But I'm chipping away. Sorry, did you have something else to say?
No, it's fine.
I feel for me personally, with this podcast and just with getting older and having such... I mean, I just would say music from the 80s sucks. And I think I'm just figuring out what I like and what I don't like of the 80s. And what I don't like is rock music in the 80s. And I don't like...
Like Poison?
Yeah, like, I don't like hair metal, but I also don't like Meatloaf and Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and the big stuff like that. And there's a lot of pop music that is like, eh. But like, there's some that's enjoyable. But I really feel like what I enjoy in the 80s is I enjoy rap and I enjoy new wave.
Yep.
And Michael Jackson.
And they kind of go together. Rap and new wave. They kind of use the same
sometimes,
technologies
yeah.
and shit.
So there is music that I definitely do enjoy from the 80s, but there's also just like a sound that just loses me. And I think that the synth sound can lose me.
Human beatbox is the best of the song. It's when he talks the most.
And we
that.
Do get some, we got some dog barks in there.
We might have missed it. There's one part where I think he's trying to say, I love you. He's like,
I love you. Oh, yeah. I think that happened.
Oh, my God. Michelle saw it yesterday when we were driving, and we heard this part. Trying to find it for me.
Yeah. Hold on. It's coming again. You know I love
you. You know I love you.
I am the human beatbox.
crying.
You said every time you've listened to this, it's
killed me every goddamn time.
It is funny.
Oh,
I agree.
And I laugh harder each
time. Yeah, it's never brought me to my knees, but it is funny.
It's funny the whole time when he's going like, here, bring me back. But when he starts to say sentences and he's like, here, no, I love you.
Sam is crying right now. There are tears coming out of his eyes. And he's wearing a hoodie, but every bit of skin I can see that pops out from his neck up is just beet red.
Jack it off.
You are jack it off.
Oh, man. So, yeah, this album makes me very happy.
So, I will say, I gave this to you through text because we weren't able to record 2 weekends in a row.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to record this last weekend. So I was able to get more listens in because it was stretched over 2 weeks. But I also, are you okay?
More listens in.
I do remember saying that, but I don't remember where I was going because I just...
You texted me what the album was.
That's right. And you seemed excited, your response to me.
What did I say? Like, oh, fuck yeah, or something like that.
It was just... something along that line.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I saw that come through and I was like, solid fucking choice.
And then... And then I listened to it, and I was just like, oh, I hope he isn't, like, disappointed. Because the first listen, like I said, it just didn't quite hit like it did later.
Yeah.
I don't want you to see the bottom part, but, yeah, this is from the Freddie album that we saw. So if you
see...
Oh, my
God, they're wearing, like, leather jackets with chains and blades on them and shit.
Yeah, kind of like the Fat music video or the Bad, whatever.
Yeah, but one of them's on a motorcycle.
But they're cartoony, and they're made to look fatter than they actually are, I think.
Huh. I don't think so.
Really?
I think that one's just as fat as he ever was and always was, and that's why they had to sit him on that bike, because he was like, I can't stand for long.
Poor guy. Well, are you ready to go over some questions, Sam?
I mean, I forgot that I didn't realize that was coming, so...
Do you feel like that's the right thing to do for this? Are you gonna...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hey, we got some questions. I need some pizza. I need a cheeseburger. I ate a cheeseburger last night, and it was so good, I got diarrhea, which is what happens when you eat like a fat boy.
I got shit, you know, I love you. Questions.
Thank you, Sam.
That was one of our best ones in a long time. Thanks for reminding me. I went for a guitar as if that was the right thing.
That was not the right thing.
I've got saliva all over the place. Imagine how much greasy pizza saliva was coming out of that dude's mouth into the microphones.
Gross. So I had forgotten about the Fat Boys. This is not something that I had in the list of things to potentially give you.
Okay.
I just completely forgot about them for years. And for some reason, something like popped up. I saw something, I don't know. And I was just like, oh my God, the Fat Boys. But I gave you the last album, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And it was kind of like between these two.
Oh, really?
Between those two. But I...
That's quite a...
Yes.
...gamut to run.
I wanted to give you Blood, Sweat, and Tears because I thought that it was just kind of important. But I also... came across the Fat Boys at the same time and was just like, oh man.
I know, that's a hard one. You'd be like, well, Blood, Sweat, and Tears has history, but the Fat Boys.
Yeah, so I just did it next because there was nothing else that felt as dire as the Fat Boys. I felt like it was important to get to.
Good move.
And I, like I said, I got more listens in. I probably, over a 2-week span, listened like 7 times.
That's a lot.
Do you know how many times you listened?
I think I probably listened to this about 6 or 7 times. I fucking had a good time. The second listen, I was trying to find that text that you were sending me about this album. After the first listen, I would just put this on every once in a while because I've been listening to so much Cannibal Corpse.
that every once in a while I would just need something to put in there. And I'm like, so it's been Cannibal Corpse and the Fat Boys.
Good. I think what I can do.
I will say this, though. I started skipping the end of the jailhouse thing. By minute six, I'm like, all right, I fucking got it. That's why I brought it up. It was just incredibly long.
Okay. Least favorite song.
We got to pull this up.
Don't you know me. It's not, I'm not saying that's the one. I'm just singing it because it's stuck in my head now.
The only one that I can't remember is the one I'm going to pick. And I know as soon as I pick it, I'm just going to be like, oh, man.
I know. I must have to, like, listen to them all again to remember.
For me, I'm going with The Place to Be. Even though it's not bad. There's no song in this is bad. But there's nothing about this that sticks in my head.
Can I glom on to that? Because I'm going to... Yeah. I think it's a good move. Do you have any more to say about why it's a choice before I say?
No. Again, I don't think there are any weak points. I think it's all pretty even. But I... think that, yeah, there's no like line that just that really catches me, so that's my choice.
And I'm choosing it because it seems like out of all the other ones, this seems like the least important out of all the tracks. Like Jailhouse Rap, important. Stick'em, important. I mean, that's the fucking song that gets them their career, and it's fun to hear. Can You Feel It? That might have been my next choice. Is Can You Feel It? But I'm going with A Place to Be. Because, like, Fat Boys, you got to have Fat Boys on there. Human Beatbox, you can't fucking choose that. And definitely can't choose Don't You Talk Me.
So this is one of them that they did not make a video for.
All right.
And they also did not make a video for Human Beatbox. So these two...
So there's a video for Don't You Dog Me?
Yeah, there are 5 music videos from this album that we definitely need to check out.
I need to see him lip-syncing to you. You know, they probably just cut the scenes of him eating.
Yeah.
God, their video shoots must have been amazing.
And smelly.
If you're fat.
And smelly.
Oh, everyone's farting.
Everyone's like sweaty under the lights.
Wearing leather like cool hip-hop jackets.
Cool as fuck.
And for some reason, bigger guys seem to put more layers on because they're trying to hide the like smell of their body so that it in turn makes them sweat even more. I'd always notice that with like Ralphie May. He always like wore like long sleeve jackets and shit.
And wore extra layers.
Like Patrice would always have a bunch of layers on, mm-hmm. Which I know why you're doing it because you're afraid you're going to stink and you're like trying to hold back the sweat stains. But like in turn, you're fucking raising that heat temperature.
I think you're also just trying to like hide your body more.
Actually hide the shapes of the lumps and just mm-hmm. give them one big round thing instead of...
Yep. yep.
Cottage
yep,
cheese
yep.
looking things. Mm.
So, favorite song is really hard, but for me...
Yep.
For me, the whole time, it has been... it's been Human Beatbox.
Nice!
Because it's just them.
That's a good... good choice.
So I like so many songs on here. So many songs have been stuck in my head. I think Fat, Fat, Fat Boys. Fat, Fat, Fat Boys.
Yeah, you've been doing that all week.
It's fantastic and fun. But Human Beatbox is like really good.
And it's only 2 minutes and 39 seconds.
It's short, but it's also just them. There are no instruments.
It is the Fat
them.
Boys.
Mm-hmm. So
sorry, it is Fat Boys. It's a very good choice. It's not my choice.
I didn't think it would be, but
I think we all know what my choice is going to be. It's the song that sends me into hysterics. It's also shorter than other ones. Still long. But goddamn, Don't You Dog Me. It's got a catchy that Don't You Dog Me, the fucking barks, I love it. I like the new wave sound to it. It's hip hop, but it's got like this new wave vibe going on to it with like
and you just love the Dog Police. So Dog Police
love
and Fat Boys. Don't you like, Dog Police me.
Like that boom, 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 boom is good. And of course, a song that makes me fucking laugh just as hard as Millpool does, which is a thing that sends me in hysterics.
It sure
and that
does.
Goddamn boat video where there's
oh my
with
God.
The ball carrier that dude just flies to the side.
That classic boat video that's where it's like really bumpy. The like classic one, Sam loves it and it sends him.
I could probably go right now if I just think about it. But I fucking love it. And it's one of those things where it makes me laugh, but I genuinely, I'm not like, haha, look how stupid or look how silly that sounds. I think it's fucking great. It's just like when I first heard King Diamond in its like full form, and I started just laughing. And I was like, this is ridiculous, but I genuinely am like, it's great. I fucking love. I laughed at the Merciful Fate show out loud because that's how ridiculous it was. But I fucking love it. And it's the same goddamn thing going on there. Woo!
It's fine. I laughed when we saw, when we could barely see, but when we saw The Darkness. And Justin Hawkins did that thing where he like stood on his head and clapped with his feet. And I remember just laughing because it was like, it was good and it was like really impressive, but it was also just silly.
Look how dumb it is.
Yes.
How goofy it is.
So like, I think it's also fine to just, yeah, I think.
Silly for silly's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be goofy.
I appreciate people who are silly.
Me too.
Let's see. Would I recommend this? I really, truly would. I don't know who I would recommend it to, but everyone out there, if this wasn't miserable for you.
How did I say we're going to take the metrics of this the last time? It was like the perfect way to figure out how, if you would recommend it or not.
If someone said, should I listen to this or not?
If someone picked it out of a bin and looked at you and said, yes. Should I listen to this? You would say,
yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Fucking listen to it.
With enthusiasm.
Please.
Fuck yeah, listen to that.
I think you should buy yourself a pizza, and I think you should sit down, and I think you should listen to the Fat Boys.
Oh, I love it.
Sam, would you ever listen to this
God
again?
God fucking damn right I will. This was great. To find out that I love the Fat Boys as much as I do. It's great because I've always known Fat Boys. I've always been around. Like, it's always been in my head. Like, if you watch enough MTV and shit, you know who fucking the Fat Boys are.
I was honestly nervous because I thought that you might. I thought this was going to potentially go the other way for you and that you were going to be like, I get it. Like, I just wish I get the stick or shtick. I just wish that there was like more to it or that this kind of like bored you. Like, I was afraid it was going to go in that direction.
If they did the wrong kind of music, like, you know what I mean? But no, and I don't think they rely on the food shtick that much.
No, they don't.
Their main shtick is we're a party. We know how to get down.
And
just like every other MC was at that point. They just also have the other angle of is while we're getting down, we'll also eat cheeseburgers. We're not afraid to eat, girl. Come on, girl. Let's go get some food. Like, fuck yeah, let's go get some food.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to feed you and I'm going to put baby in you.
Well, fuck you. I'm going to put my dick.
So, rating this 0 out of 10 all over the beatboxing cat.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I'm giving this a fucking 8.
Don't you dog
me. An 8. It's really high up there. I enjoy it more than the Grandmaster Flash album, and I enjoyed that. I like it more. This is a good goddamn time. I have no complaints about this album, except for the one that one's first song is a little too long. But that's in a critical way. When you just let it wash over you, I'm fine with the length. But in a critical way, I could be like, okay, this is going. Unless you think of it in the it's a party song way. This is your turn to rap.
And again, it's like a 37 minute long album, so it's
yeah.
not really
yeah.
that like even if the
it's
songs
like a punk rock
are
album
long
length.
It's still just 7 songs, so which I mean on average puts the songs at about like 4 minutes a piece, but that's not the case.
Good.
There's some shorter ones and some long ones. I would rate this 0 out of 10 all over the beatboxing cats. I think I'm also going to go 8.
Nice.
I think that even though it's maybe not saying a lot, it's so much fun that I think it belongs right up there with The Thing. I think I gave that an 8 as well. This is why I really would love to make a chart.
Yeah, we kind of do need a chart.
Of what our rating system has
how
been.
How bad we've...
Oh! Just to see how funny it
we
is.
We could do like a bonus episode where we go through the chart and we re-rank. And we go like, wow, you can't put that there with that. That's a lot to go through, though.
It is a lot. Maybe we'll figure something out.
You could do it with music first, and then you could do it with movies.
Or we do, like, maybe a bracket of all the highest rated things and then, like, kind of figure out what our actual favorite thing is. But we already kind
of
did that.
It's all sorts of options here. Yeah, we kind of did do that. But anyway.
So, I don't know. We'll describe this album in one word. I've said fun, so I'm going fun. It's just a good time for me.
Can I say something? When you were talking about how it may not say a bunch,
I'd rather you not
fun.
Say it, but that's fine.
I'm going to.
Okay.
It's like Parliament. What the fuck is Parliament saying most of the time? Just besides, like, have a good time, party. It's fucking fun. It's one of our favorite goddamn things that exists. Mm-hmm. So sometimes things can just be fun for the sake of being fun.
Yeah. Just like now, Scott Aukerman.
Don't remember I said that later when I complain about some pop artist that I don't like, and I go, wow, there! Artistic integrity is not there.
Because things still have to hit a certain way.
That's true.
And if they don't hit... Because there are a lot of people who are just all doing the same thing. And nobody is doing what the Fat Boys are doing.
No.
So the individuality, I think, puts people higher up. Even if what they're putting out isn't, like, magnificent. Like, I would put the Fat Boys, which I have, so far above Taylor Swift. Where most of the world, apparently... would be like, what the fuck are the Fat Boys? Taylor Swift is like the best thing ever. Oh. So it's interesting just how different people can hear things.
If there's a party and one room is listening to Taylor Swift and the other room is listening to Fat Boys, I know what fucking room I'm going into.
I am just going to have to not see a lot of people who are hanging out on the Taylor Swift side. It's just going to be a small party for just a handful of people, and I'm fine with
that. But the quality of the people that's going to be in the Fat Boys room... It's going to be nice. And that's an official go fuck yourself, Travis.
I was going to say, because we wouldn't be able to hang out with Travis the whole time.
He would be able to go through both rooms.
He would, actually.
And he would probably go to the Fat Boys room because the Taylor Swift room would be so goddamn packed.
It would be packed. Yeah, I get it. Did you use... You didn't describe this in with one word, did you?
Party.
Oh, yeah.
A fucking party, man. It's a good
Party time.
P-A-R-T-Y, because I eat pizza.
Because I gotta eat pizza. All right, so being behind and not recording two episodes last week, we are recording an episode today and one tomorrow. So this is no surprise to me.
It's
Sam,
not.
What are we recording next?
Look how transparent we are. We could pretend and be like, oh, wow.
Because I think we're bad liars. So it's easier for us to just be who we are. That's just, we're both open books.
I like transparency. Transparency is some of my favorite things in podcasts. When they're like, look, it's fucked up because this happened. Anyway, I kind of think I hit on something here accidentally. I've been running out of things and we're trying to expand the horizons. And I fucking hit one, I think.
Yeah, when you gave this to me, because we both have updated messages on our phones, we can like react to stuff after people have been able to do that for a long time.
Yeah.
But I reacted this because
yes,
I did not expect this. Sam, what's next?
We are listening to an album called Rubberneck, which is the debut album by a band called Toadies. That's right. Do you want a day?
Ba-dee-bam. So we are going to do something a little bit different on the way out because there are two songs that helped keep the Fat Boys relevant in their short-lived career.
Okay.
And it's because people who were willing to work with them. So we're going to listen to a couple songs before we get out of here. The first one is Wipeout featuring the Beach Boys.
I remember this.
This was a hit for them.
And actually, I think when YouTube Music, because I still have this option, it still plays things after the album's done, this popped up.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure I listened to the whole thing. Turn it up just a bit.
It's a little
quieter. This, they actually redid this in the studio?
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't just Fat Boys being like, can we use the tracks, Beach Boys? And they're like, yeah, go for it.
No, I think they sound older. They don't sound like little boys.
Wait, and Beach Boys, did they ever do Wipeout back in the day, or this is just the first time they did it?
I'm sure they probably did. They did all
those. Wipe out just a fucking guitar?
Yeah. I don't know. They did all that beach music, so maybe it just helps represent them.
This dog wants to be played with.
Maybe
now.
They used the music and then did something else. Who knows? But yeah, the fact that they got the Beach Boys is interesting.
It just shows you that they were like, yeah, hip hop's for everyone. We're doing a song with the fucking Beach Boys.
But we're not going to go out on that song. We are going to go out with the next song that helped not only keep their career going, but helped someone who has not been able to or hadn't been able to step away from the one song that really made him famous. We're going to go out with The Twist featuring Chubby Checker.
Same question. Did he re-record for this?
I believe he did. Yeah.
Let's stream on Twitch.
Because he did The Twist, and then he said he did The Twist again.
Yeah, he did.
So he really rode The Twist.
And then he did Can't Stop Twisting.
And then I think he may have done a song on the Twister album.
Yep. It's called Twister Twisted. 4.
Twisted Sister featuring Chubby Chair.
Give me facts.
We appreciate you listening. Come back next week.
Rubberneck, Toadies, listen to it. We'll be back. Oh, yeah, that was a terrible hook.
It's fine.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Genuinely, not go fuck yourself, Travis. We like you. Please come to the Fat Boys room.
Bye, guys.